let's start with the Mishnah on Tzadi Vav Amar Aleph for a moment. So right here, the Mishnah in Hazorig tells us that we have machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Right, Tzadi Vav Amar Aleph, first Mishnah in Hazorig. Anybody see the Mishnah? Yeah, so what's going on here? So Hazorig Mishnah Yachid Lushis HaRabim Mishnah Rabim Lushis HaYachid Chayiv. Right, so you're Chayiv for Zrika like you are for Hotzah. Meshes hayachid, rishes hayachid, versus harabim beemtza. But if you throw from one rishes hayachid into another rishes hayachid, and you have an intervening rishes harabim, Rabbi Akiva mechayev, a chachamim potrim. So why is Rabbi Akiva mechayev? Kluta, because Rabbi Akiva holds a kluta kamisha hun chadamya. So what happens is it's as if you had a hanacha inside the rishes harabim in between. So you're chayev rahutza. According to the chachamim, you don't say kluta. So what do you say? So you say that it's as if the chayfats went directly from one Rosh Hashayachid into another Rosh Hashayachid, and your pleasure. Okay, so the case of Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid versus Rabbim Emsa is going to be determined by whether you hold Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadami or not. Now that's what the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph and Shabbos says. Right, the Gemara says, V'habi Nakir Me'enacha Me'agabi Mokam Dalet Al-Dalet V'leka Banu of Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara said, Amar Abba Hamani Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Loba in Malcolm Dalet al Dalet. Rabbi Akiva said you don't need Malcolm Dalet al Dalet. How do you know that Rabbi Akiva doesn't need Dalet al Dalet? It's not. Hazorik Mishisayachid, Lishisayachid, Vishisrabim Beemtza. Rabbi Akiva Mechayev, Chachamim Potrim. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Amrinan Kuta Kamishachun Chadamya. This is very fascinating right now. The Gemara here assumes that if you hold like Rabbi Akiva of Kuta Kamishachun Chadamya, then it must be that you don't need Malcolm Dalet al Dalet. So what do you see clearly from the Gemara? Is the Gemara obvious to you? The Gemara's conclusion? No. Why?
What does that have to do with Arba?
Okay, well, you tell me.
I think you have Dalet al Dalet.
Yeah, right, exactly. You might think that in the case of Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya, so it's as if you have Dalet al Dalet.
Where?
So you might say, so this is going to depend on what's going on in Kuta. Do you think that Kuta means that it's sufficient that it's caught in the airspace? In which case, you'll say you may not have Dalet al Dalet. Or you say that kluta ba'avir is kamisha huncha gabe karka. Right, you just project the landing. You like drop a dotted line to the floor. So you would say this if you have dalet al dalet. Now it's fascinating that the Gemara here assumes that according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds a kluta kamisha huncha damya, so you're not going to have dalet al dalet. Right, this is the first evidence in the Gemara that even according to Rabbi Akiva, kluta is not a real hanacha. Kluta is some sort of artificial hanacha. Because if it was a real hanacha, then you might say that you have dalet al dalet. Now let's just fast forward a little bit to the Gemara in Dalet Mubeis. The Gemara said, the Gemara now rejected that it's going to be Rebbe, that it's going to be Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara said, maybe our Mishnah is another day on the Tanayim who doesn't hold of Dalet al Dalet, bottom of Dalet Mubeis. Who was that? That was Rebbe. Right? Because Rebbe, what did Rebbe hold? Let's see the bottom of Dalet Mubeis. Fourth to last line. Ela ha Rebbe. And our Mishnah is really authored by Rebbe, who also doesn't hold of Dalet al Dalet, Ditanya. Zarak Mirshus Rabim, Lashus Rabim, Rishus Hayachid Bamza. This is the inverted case. Here you have not a Rishus Rabim in between, you have a Rishus Hayachid in between. Rabbi Mechayev, a Chachamim Potrim. Am Rabbi Huda, Am Rabbi Shmuel. Mechayev ha Rabbi Shtayim. Achas Mishum Hotzav, Achas Mishum Hachnasa. You're actually Chayev for a double Kluta. You had an Akira in a Rishus Rabim, a Kluta Hanacha in a Rishus Hayachid, a Kluta Akira in a Rishus Hayachid, and a Kluta Hanacha in the Rishus Rabim. Very fascinating. Kluta counts not only for an hanacha, which is more intuitive, but kluta could also count for a hanacha. So what's the Gemara's objection to this? The Gemara says no. So what do you see? See, Alma lo ba yakir velo hanacha al-gabi makam dalet al dalet. Now what's the Gemara's rejection to this? How does the Gemara challenge saying that our Mishnah is Rebbe?
We're limiting Rebbe to
Mekura. So we're limiting Rebbe to Rosh Hashayachin Mekura. So Rebbe is not a full-fledged Rabbi Akiva Kluta person. He doesn't hold of Kluta Kamisha Hanchadamya. He holds of Kluta in scenarios where you have a Rosh Hashayachid Mekura, where it's a roofed Rosh Hashayachid.
How does everyone, like, I mean, the Rishonim also, but how do we know that Rebbe, because from the other Gemaras, that, like, one thing, if you just read this Gemara, you would say Rebbe's talking about Kluta also. If you just...
Different din?
Yeah.
You might say it's not, I mean...
But I thought Beit HaKmar Mali Adami is its own din.
It might be its own din. But you might say kuta refers to any of these quasi hanachas in airspace. That's what kuta literally means, right? It's grabbed in the air. So it could be grabbed in the air because of Rabbi Akiva's chiddush of kuta gemishan chadamia, or it could be grabbed in the air because of Rebbe's quasi kuta of basic ma'adamal yadami. Okay? You're right. We'll see. The Gemara in Gittin assumes that Rebbe is mishum kuta gemishan chadamia. Right? So the Gemara says, so what's the Gemara's rejection now? Why can't it be a case of, why can't our Mishnah be Rebbe? Because Rebbe only holds of Rosh Hashanah and Mekura. Now we'll see also, by the way, in the Gemara in Gittin, that, what do you see from the Gemara in Gittin? How does the Gemara in Gittin interpret Rebbe's position? Tosus already points out over here a little bit. That there's really a machlokas amorayim, how to understand Rebbe. According to our Gemara and Daf Hei, Rebbe only said this in Rosh Hashanah and Mekura, when it has a roof. According to the Amoraim in the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Ayin Tes, Rebbe says his din even when you have walls without a roof. Right, so you have three permutations now. According to Rabbi Akiva, you could say kuta even in a Rishus Arabim. No walls, nothing. Just the Avir HaRishus is considered a Hanacha. According to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rebbe, according to the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Hei, you could say the airspace is considered a Hanacha. Something could be caught in the airspace if it has a roof, right? Because then the whole place is filled up. According to the Gemara Nayin Tesamad Aleph in Gittin, you could say that the entire airspace is filled up so long as it has four walls, even if it doesn't have a roof on top. Because how much do you need to turn Rebbe into a Kudzak Mishnah Chadamim? Now, it's not clear in the Gemara here is what's the rejection? Why can't our Mishnah be Rebbe? Right? Because the Gemara says, Damar Chivai, Lo Mechayiv Rebbe, Ela Bershus HaYachid Mekura, Damirin Beis HaKamad Amal Yadami. So what's the Gemara? Why can't our Mishnah be Rebbe in the end of the day? Because our Mishnah is not Makura. The case of our Mishnah is not Makura?
I mean, no, the Bayit is, but
the Baal Bayis is taking it.
Okay, so one of the parties, I mean, the Ani outside can't be Makura, because if it was Makura, then it wouldn't be a Rosh Hasharabim. Because there's no such thing as a Rosh Hasharabim Makura. That seems to be the rejection. There is another way to read the rejection of the Gemara, and the Gemara could be saying that Beza Kemad Demal Yadami would make it as if it's a Hanacha Al Gabe Makam Dalad Al Dalad. Meaning, maybe the Gemara is saying maybe our Mishnah is Rebbe, who doesn't hold of Akira Bahanacham Al Gabe Makam Dalad Al Dalad. And the Gemara answers, no, what do you mean? Rebbe only holds in Rosh Hashayachid Mekura. Basic command the Mal Yadami, it's as if the entire airspace is filled up with objects, like Rashi says. Kemole chafatzim ad gago. That would give you a makom dalid al dalid. So then you wouldn't have a proof that lo boi makom akir vanachem agai makom dalid al dalid. V'chi tema hachanam. And if you want to say that our Mishnah is actually a case of Mekura like Rebbe, that can't be because then you wouldn't have Rosh Hasharabim. I mean, the question would be, is it even if you want to maintain that for Rebbe Akiva, it's not a Hanacha Al Gabi Makom Dalid with Kuta. For Rebbe, it may be considered a Hanacha Al Gabi Makom Dalid because the whole point is that it's based on Kamad Amal Yadami. It's as if it's filled up until the top.
Yeah, so how's that a rejection?
What?
How's that a rejection?
So Gemara says it can't be that Rebbe is the one who holds you don't need Dalid Al Dalid because Ha'itmar Allah based on Kamad Amal Yadami.
Oh, so
he holds that it is Dalid Al Dalid because it's filled up.
Yeah, but we don't need anyone to be saying that you don't need Dalad Dalad, we're just looking for someone who authored our Mishnah, so it could be that either
you... No, I think the Gemara is saying that it's, you were looking for somebody who holds that you don't need Dalad Dalad. That's the whole Habin Akir Bahanachim Agabin. So how many Rekiva Dami Lobin and Makom Dalad
Dalad? So that's one way of dealing with it, or you say, I mean, because the other answer is...
So then the Gemara says, maybe it's Rebbe, he doesn't hold Dalad Dalad. The Gemara says, no, based on Kamad Damali Dami, he does hold a Dalad Dalad. So, but the Gemara says, V'chitei Mahachanabi, but he still can't be the author of our Mishnah. Because he only says in the case of Mekura Mamish, and Mekura Mamish, he wouldn't even have a Rosh Hasharabim, which cuts off the second case, which cuts off the second half of the exchange.
Okay. Are all the other cases where...
All the cases of the Mishnah are where there's Rosh Hasharabim. I mean, the case of the Mishnah assume is a Rosh Hasharabim.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, just the case of later on, or cases where we make a kimdiz on the mission to say that, we're not saying we don't need Dalad Dalad, we're just saying we're making a kimdiz on the mission to say we, like, look.
That you have.
Yeah.
Right, so you might, that's what the Gemara's turning around right here. The Gemara's saying, according to Rebbe, you have Dalad Dalad.
Right, but so I'm saying, like, whatever. I mean, it just like requires one to shock the entire. But later on, our attempt at a solution of what the remission was said, oh, well, it could be, let's say, Rabbi Abba says, it could be, no, let's say, let's
yeah, because those don't undermine the Rishus Rabbim.
Okay, so we're, so what's the finish of this new reading is just that,
because then you're saying that according to Rebbe, Kluta bebeis the command of Maliyadami is Hanachal Gabi Makom Dalet.
I know. Okay, fine. Whatever. It's
according to the other reading, you don't have to say according to Rebbe, based the command of Maliyadami is Dalet al Dalet.
I know, but I'm just saying the fact that there is Dalet al Dalet shouldn't be a problem. Like,
it's not. It's only a problem because it's Makura, and once you have Makura, you don't have Rishus Rabbim anymore.
Fine. Okay, so then that's the real issue. Okay, fine.
Right? Okay.
That's not really that different from the first read.
Well, the first read is saying that we're that the first read would maintain that it's not considered dalal adalat even according to Rebbe. That's the difference.
Okay, fine.
So how similar is Rebbe's quasi kluta to Rabbi Akiva's actual kluta?
Okay, fine.
Okay. Now, what we're going to touch on, and this is what I guess we'll discuss mostly on Tuesday, but we'll touch on it a little bit now, is how much of a hanacha do we consider this kuta to be? Right, similar to this question of dalet al dalet. Okay, so just take a look, for example, something we already saw. Tosas dalet amud aleph, dira maskil avalamata miyud. What's Tosas troubled by? Are you see the Tosas? Avalamata miyud?
No.
Q, you see Tosas?
Yeah.
Avalamata miyud. So what is Tosas mechadesh?
That kluta doesn't apply when the
chevetz
is
biyad. Yeah, kluta doesn't apply when the chevetz is biyad in someone's hand. Because if it did apply, what would happen? What would be the din? Yeah. Let's say you held kluta while it's in his hand.
I don't know, there wouldn't be a question by the Mishnah about the Mishnah.
Right, what should be the din?
The
when?
Whenever you're moving from rishus to rishus.
Yeah, the second you push your hand into a new rishus, you should be chayiv. It's niklat. The chevetz is grabbed, and there's a hanacha. So Tosa says, clearly you don't say kluta in that case. So how do you get around kluta? It's in your hand. That's very surprising. Why should the object being in your hand undermine kluta kamishon chadamya?
I mean, like, whatever. I guess there's another thing. Your hand is surrounded up. It's not free to be, like, falling to the ground.
Right? You have to say something like that. I don't know if it's about falling to the ground. We'll see this in a second.
The ground to be riding to it, whatever.
Or even, you might say that it's not considered to be properly in the Rishus HaRabim, not sufficiently in the Rishus. That's kind of like what the Ramban said. Remember, the Ramban said by Noatz Kana, that you're not going to say that Rishus Karka Rishus HaYachid is Ola Adar Rakiya when it's an Adam Rishus HaYachid. It has to be immediately resting in the Rishus HaYachid. So here, in the case of Kuta, you only say Kuta Kamisha Unchadamya if, like, the object is surrounded or encompassed by the Rishus. But if the chefetz is in your hand and your hand is in the rishos, so then that's not sufficiently nikla, it's not grabbed by the airspace of the rishos, and you can't say kluta kamisha hun chadamya. Okay? So this Tosos is viewing kluta as a very delicate halacha, and even something like a yad inside the rishos rabim is able to be mafsik between the kluta and the object. Now, compare this Tosos, which Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, the Tosos on Sadi Bezim Aleph. Right, a Tosos that we saw already in the context of Yad HaBasar Gufo Gayer. Tosos on Sadi Bezim et Aleph, what does he say? Jeremy, you see it?
Yeah.
Hasam Lamala Migimel. Hikshar, you can start from the third line. Hikshar Rav Elchanan.
Hikshar Rav Elchanan, or Rav Demoki Mastis and Barish Mechotin, Kirvi Akiva Zamar Kutuk Mishon Chazam. Bahach, Bivat Maisi Hacha, Amai Shnei Apatur. Ba'o Lamala Migimel, or Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Akiva, Kamal Matzah, Megimel, or Rabban.
Okay. Very fascinating argument. What's Tosa's contention?
He's basically saying that our first Mishnah really should work like the principles of Rabbi Akiva, and we should say Kluta.
Should say Kluta. And more importantly, what does Tosa compare Kluta to? Right here in this halacha? V'halo l'mala Megimel, Rabbi Akiva, Kamal Matzah, Megimel, or Rabbanan. What's the L'mata Megimel? Lavud. So what do you know about Lavud according to Tosa? Just like Lamata Min Gimel, we say that you have Lavud, meaning the ground grabs the object. It's considered that it's Munach Al Gabi Karka, right? In Halacha, let's say we say that, you know, the ground, since the ground isn't perfectly smooth, so you have three Tvachim of ground. So anything that's within three tefachim of the karka is considered a hanacha there. Like we saw actually on the Gemara on, we saw this on Daf Hei Medalet. The Gemara said, how do you have dalet al dalet in our Mishnah? So the Gemara said that it's considered a case where it's shil shil yado lamata migimo v'kibla. He lowered his hands. The Gemara said, does that make sense? The Gemara said, either he's standing in a pit or he bends down. Right, so you see a lamata migimo, you have dalet al dalet. By the way, even according to the Havamin of Tosos here, could the analogy between Lovud and Kluta be identical?
Well, does Lovud work with a hand
there? Yeah, that's what the Gemara says explicitly in Hamid Aleph. And but what does it work to do? What's the Gemara? Why is the Gemara in Daf Hey want it?
To say that to override the other one
on Daf Hey Hamid Aleph.
Daf Hey.
For Dalet al Dalet.
Yeah.
To say that even though it's yad, you have dalet al dalet because the hand is near the ground. So the ground gives you dalet al dalet. So Tosa says lamata migimel according to the Rabbanon is identical to lamala migimel if you hold kluta. Wait a second. The Gemara in Daf Dalet told us explicitly that according to Rabbi Akiva, you wouldn't have dalet al dalet through kluta. And the Gemara in Daf Hey assumes that with lavud you would have dalet al dalet. So Tosa here is arguing that they're identical. But yet, there clearly has to be a distinction. Because the Gemara in Daf Dalet assumes that Kuta does not give you Dalet Dalet and Lovud does. So Lovud has to be stronger, according to the Gemara.
Unless the Gemara in Dalet is saying that not Lovud doesn't care. Like, you need Dalet Dalet, just whatever. Never mind. Just stretch. Like, Lovud, you know, Makom Arbal Arba, you know, physical Makom Arbal Arba. You still need.
But you don't. Then you would say that, what, Lovud is considered a physical Arbal Arba?
Yeah, that's true either way.
Because Lovud just seems to be just as halachic.
Right.
So this Tosos seems to be very surprising. So Tosos is fine. That's just one point I would say, that Tosos' analogy can't, to counter Tosos' analogy between Lovud and Kluta, that it can't be precise in the Gemara. But what does Tosos here want to use it for?
On
Tzadi Bet. Eged Yad Shmei Eged. Right? The Gemara here assumes that Lemata Migimel we would not say Eged Yad Shmei Eged. So too, Lamala Migimel, according to Rabbi Akiva, you wouldn't say Eged Yad Shmei Eged. Meaning, that just like Lovud overrides the fact that this object is in your hand, so too, Kluta would override the fact that this object is in your hand. Which, by the way, is directly against the assumption of Tosus on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, which is Rabbi Akiva Yeager's point. Here, Tosus is assuming that if you hold kuta kamishon chadamya, kuta would apply even while it's in your hand. Tosan daf dalet assumed that it wouldn't. V'yesh lomar.
V'yesh lomar d'rabba savar eged yub shmei eged.
Okay, so the next answer. V'ri mefarish.
V'ri mefarish ha-sam l'malo migimel v'sam l'meimar d'shmei eged k'damar parakama d'yadu basar gufa garir ha-cha l'mat migimel d'rab shmei eged.
Meaning, this is just denying his initial assumption. Initially, he thought that Kluta would be identical to Lavud. Now he's saying that's not true. Lavud overrides Eged Yad Shmei Eged. Kluta Kamishahun Chadami doesn't have the power to override Eged Yad Shmei Eged. Okay, so you have two points here. One, Machlokes and Tosafin about whether or not Yad undermines Kluta. Two, whether or not Kluta is more powerful. Sorry, whether Lavud is more powerful than Kluta in undermining Eged Yad Shmei Eged. Then you actually have a third point also that Tosis here seems to, or if you want to equate Lovud and Kluta, then it seems to be against the Gemara that already assumes that Lovud would give you Dalet al Dalet and Kluta itself wouldn't give you Dalet al Dalet. Okay, those are just three points that emerge from this Tosis. Now, coming back to Daf Dalet, Tosis on Dalet and Base poses a very Dalet and Dalet for Dalet and Base poses a very strong question. If you want to take Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya literally, you have to contend with a very serious problem. What do you have to contend with?
Seriously, that it applies to even when it's in your hand or just in general?
What? Well, if no, in general, if you want to hold Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya, even when it's not in your hand. This is the issue of Tosos and Tosos Shanim. Tosus here contends that you can't hold of Kluta, you can't really hold of Kluta Kamishahon Chadamya literally. Because otherwise, in the case of Zorik, Mershisayachid, Lershisayachid versus Rabin Be'emta, and it flies Lamala Me'asara,
should be a Makom
Patur.
Yeah.
Right? So just like you want to say, meaning the Gemara, the assumption of the Gemara, right, the Gemara has this whole discussion of Yalfinan Zorik Mi Moshe. Moshe, by necessity, seems to be a case of Lamala Me'asara. It's part of the Chiddush of Moshe. So then you would say that you're chayiv for Zorik Lamala Me'asara as well. Right, you're throwing from one Rosh Hashayachid to another Rosh Hashayachid through a Rosh Hashayachid, traveling Lamala Me'asara at some point. That's almost definitional to Kuta, that you go above Asara. So Tosus says, wait a second, how could you be chayiv for that Zorik, for that Zrika, if you hold Kuta Kamishon Chadamia? What's the problem, Q? Do you see it, Tosos?
Yeah.
Dalin base? Tartosos. Do you hear the question, though? How could you ever be chayiv for Zorik Lamala Me'asara if you hold Kut Kamishon Chadamya? You have a Hanacha and a Makom Patur. So you had an Akira from Rosh Hashayachid, a Hanacha and a Makom Patur of a Rosh Hasharabim through Kluta, an Akira from the Makom Patur, and now a Hanacha and a Rosh Hashayachid. So why are you chayiv?
It's a real Hanacha.
What?
It's a real Hanacha.
What do you mean it's a real Hanacha?
We look at it as if it's on the Karka, not at all in the Makom Patur.
Okay, so you might say that it's not considered as if it's Munach at all in the Makom Patur. Right? So it's not that, the point isn't that, okay, so here Jeremy's arguing that by definition, Kluta Kamishon Hunacha would mean not that it's considered Munach right in the location where it is, but you project its landing onto the ground. So by definition, every Lamala Me'asara would be a Hanacha Agabe Karka. Okay? That's what Jeremy wants to read, which is a very nice reading of Kluta. You say Kluta is not about the airspace per se, it's about projecting a landing. So you don't have a Hanacha and a Makom Patur. What does Tosafot Yeshanim say? Very surprising distinction. I gave this to Tosafot Yeshanim, right?
Yeah.
So what does Tosafot Yeshanim say? Jennifer, you see it?
Yeah.
You can read it. Yeah, so but what's his point?
That Kluta is
very surprising distinction. What's he distinguishing between? Two different applications of Kluta, right? Kluta lahachmir and Kluta lahakel. So we're only going to apply Kluta lahachmir. And doesn't that smack of arbitrariness? Now why would you only apply, he's saying we can't apply Kluta to Makom Patur, because then we're applying Kluta lahakel. We're never going to apply Kluta lahakel, we're only going to apply lahachmir. And what's his proof that we only apply lahachmir? Arya, what's his proof? Yeah, how are you going to be chayav for Dalai Lama's Parshas Rabim? What's that question? If you hold Kutas Kamisha Hun Chadamya and you throw from one end of Parshas Rabim to another, so the object is considered to have a Hanacha every Amma, so you should never violate Dalai Lama's because you never have four Amma's in one motion. It rested every Amma in between. And if you do a Hanacha within Dalai Lama's, you're not chayav for Shabbos. So if you do apply Kuta Lahakel, so you never have Dalai Lama's Parshas Rabim. So it must be that just like in the case of Dalai Lama's Parshas Rabim, we don't apply Kluta, so too in a Makom Patur we don't apply Kluta. Only Lahachmir. That's very surprising. What's the basis? Why would you distinguish between Lahakel and Lahachmir? Let me step back for a second. Is there a way to explain the Dalet Amos question without coming on to Tosafot Yeshanim's distinction of Lahakel and Lahachmir? Yes, how?
Well, what I'm going to say is that kuta isn't like, it's not there, there's like, there's any metaphysical hanacha going on, just that, like, I don't know if this works, but just like kuta just allows you to mechayev when there's an akira hanacha na amar tashus, even though there wasn't any, like, hanacha in, there wasn't hanacha in, like, arshir yachid, in the middle, right? So, in that case, then you don't have a question on the dalad on the case, because there's no, like, it's, I guess implicit in the definition of kuta is that it only works as a hachmir. Just like it allows you to be mechayiv in cases when there was no like akira in one shoot and anach, and in the other, as long as there was an akira anach and avar shoot, there's a chiyuv. Like, not. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, but what are you explaining to Zishanim?
Yeah.
Explain to Zishanim.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's what he's saying. He could just be saying it's a halachic principle. It's not like a physical reality, and so I'll only apply it to half.
Okay, so you might say, this is one way of explaining Tosh Hashanah very nicely, that Kluta is never about it actually being kimunach, right? It's not that this motion in the airspace is considered as if it's resting, right? The point is that Kluta is just a way of being mechayiv. It's considered that it's in the Rishus HaRabim, and if you have an akira from one rishus and a hanacha, if you have an akira at one point and a hanacha at another point, and you could somehow demonstrate that the object passed through these rishuyos, you'll be chayiv. Right? So all it is it's a mechanism of saying that the object was here in this rishus. Right? So essentially, you would drop the kamisha huncha, kuta.
Yeah.
It was in rishus ayachid, kuta. It was in rishus rabim, and you had an akira and hanacha, so you're chayiv. Right? So that would be very big chiddush, because now you're kind of saying that you don't need akira in one rishus, hanacha in another, in the rishus of the chiyuv. You're saying that so long as the maisa akira hanacha has, so long as the maisa hotza has akira hanacha, and you could say it was considered to be in the rishus, then you could be chayiv. That's a big chiddush in how you want to define the mechayiv of hotza.
Yeah.
Fine. Good. That would be one way of explaining Tosfos Yishanim. If that's true, then he's not actually distinguishing between Lahachmir and Lahakel, it's just that his definition of kuta would only work as a mechanism of chiyuv. But how could you have gotten out of the question from Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim without invoking his distinction between Lahakel and Lahachmir? Similar to what Rachel was saying.
In Dalet Amos, I never. There's never like a hanacha. Nah, it's the same thing. I was gonna say there's never like a hanacha at the end, but that only matters if. Like,
let's say there's a hanacha at the end.
But there doesn't need to be a hanacha at the end, right? That's the point of though. So if you say that kuta works by, like, let's say kuta is a little different actually. Let's say kuta works by enabling the eventual hanacha that happens to activate the right, it's not kuta kamisha hanacha. Isn't that the hanacha happens at the moment that it's in the airspace? But kuta kamisha hanacha means that the hanacha that eventually happens activates, like whatever, I don't know, somehow like comes in conjunction with the flying through the air and like activates that as a hanacha. So that there could be an eventual hanacha, but there doesn't need to be an eventual hanacha in order for there to be a chiyuv.
So you don't need a hanacha at all. But if you have a hanacha, then you shouldn't be able to be chayiv.
No, because the part the thing, if you have hanacha, then that's nothing to do with the chiyuv of dalad amud. The chiyuv of dalad amud happens when you walk for amud. It doesn't matter.
But let's say you walk and you stop. You walk and you stop. You should be potter. So if you hold klutas kamisha honcha dami at every amud, there's no way to be mechayiv.
Then there is a hanacha. Then
right.
There are hanachas along the way.
Right. You shouldn't be able to be.
If you walk and you stop, you walk and you stop. Either you're chayiv.
If you stop sufficiently, you're potter.
Right,
you're only chayiv if you transverse dalet amos in one walking.
Right, so then that's not a problem, because exactly, meaning if in a hanami, if you do have a real hanacha in the middle, then you're not chayiv.
Right,
so hanacha doesn't matter for dalet amos. Right, you don't need a hanacha.
No, if you have a hanacha in the middle, you're not chayiv.
Right, exactly. In order for a chiyuv to take place in dalet amos, there can't be a hanacha in between.
So why are you chayiv for zrikas dalet amos b'shus rabim if you hold kluta?
For what do you mean for zrikas?
It should be hanacha every second.
You throw from one end of the Rosh Hashanah to another. Chayiv or Pater? You want to say Chayiv? Classic case of Zrika and Rosh Hashanah.
Right, because
Rabbi Kiva would say Pater. Because Kuta Kamisha Honcha Damya.
What do you say Pater?
That's what Tosfos Yeshanim says. If you don't hold
no,
it, my chiddush.
So you say the same thing. So you say that the chiyuv of zrichat the arba al rishur isn't. It's like you're not chayv because there's a kira hanachah. You're chayv because of havar, like because it's passing that rishur rav. It has nothing to do with that kira hanachah.
But I'm showing you that if you actually are nach, you're chayv. You're pater.
How have you shown that?
What?
But right? That's exactly the point. You're nach. You're pater, meaning that. The chiyuv has nothing to do with hanacha. The chiyuv, like, the opposite, right? The chiyuv can't have, like, the chiyuv of Dalet Amud is just the fact that it's passing for Amud Bereshit Rav. It has nothing to do with the fact that it has hanacha. In fact, if it has hanacha, there's no chiyuv. Which
right.
means that, so...
Let's say you have Kluta Kamisha Hanacha.
So, exactly. So, Kluta Kamisha, that's what I'm saying. Kluta Kamisha Hanacha necessitates hanacha eventually happening. Kluta Kamisha Hanacha means that when you have, like, let's say the case of Zorik from one Rishit Rav, right, one or two to another with Rishur Rabbim.
Are you coming back to your definition of...
No, because my first definition, it's similar, but it's different. The first definition just says, you need an Akira, you need an Akha, you need an Avar, Rishur, it doesn't matter, and that's what Kuta enables. The second definition says, it's Da'ka, the Hanacha at the end, Kuta Kamisha Hanacha means that it's the Hanacha at the end that enables us to activate the Avar, Rishur that happens in the middle.
Okay.
So then, it's similar, but, yeah, I guess it's...
Let me tell you what the Ramban says. Okay? So the Ramban offers a different suggestion. The Ramban says, Ikal Meimar, Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva Kluta, Kamisha Huncha, Davka Bishin Nichnisa, L'Rishus Acheres, De Kluta Mechitzos, Vavachad Rishus Lo Arminon. The Ramban says the whole principle of Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya only exists when the object travels from one Rishus into another Rishus. De Kluta Mechitzos. Because now it's changed from an area of Mechitzos to an area of non-mechitzos, or vice versa. So what's critical in Kluta only could apply if you have some significant change in Rishios. The whole principle of Kluta is not applicable in one Rishios. So Mimela, Dalet Amos, Rishios Rabim, can't have Kluta Kamishon Chadamya, because it's not a significant enough change. There's not a significant transition. So Kluta is not relevant. Which means that Kluta is not just that anything in the airspace is considered that's Nachal Gabe Karka. Kluta is something more similar to what Rachel was saying before, that Kluta is a way of saying that is now in a new Rishus. The Avir defines it as being here. So if it's all in the same Rishus or Avim, so you can't activate a second Kluta. Okay? Now I'll just note the Ramban here actually says the Kotua Mechitzos. It seems to think that the transition through Mechitzos is kind of what's significant for Kluta. The other Rishonim drop Kluta Mechitzos, and they just say that you only say Kluta between two different Rishuyos. You might have a bit of an afkamina if you think that every Dalet Amos, Rishus Rabim, is a separate Rishus. That might be an afkamina. And if you think that every Dalet Amos, Rishus Rabim, is its own Rishus, then you might be able to activate a Kluta for Dalet Amos, Rishus Rabim. Not in between, not within Dalet Amos, but at least at the end of Dalet Amos, you can invoke a Kluta Kamisha on Chadamya. Whereas if you think that it's about Mechitzos, then you wouldn't be able to invoke Kluta Kamishon Chadamya for Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim at all, even if you think every Dalet Amos is a separate Rishus, because it's not a Rishus of Mechitzos. Only Rishus Hayachid has Mechitzos. Good?
So aren't you problematic then if you don't hold Mechitzos for Exoric Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim?
No, because you would say that you never invoke, the Ramban might say that you never invoke Kluta Kamishon Chadamya for Zrikas Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim. Bein Lechiv, Bein Leptur. Now, that would get at the Ramban's way out of Tosfos Yeshanim's question from Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim. Is there a way to get out of the question from what Jeremy pointed out, from the Kluta in the Makom Ptur? Okay, so Jeremy suggested that you could get out of it by saying that it's as if it's Nach on the ground. So you are applying Kluta, but Kluta throws it down to the ground, so that's why there's no Hanachar in the Makom Ptur. How else would you get out of it? So by the way, that Ramban was the Ramban on Daf Hey Amud Beis. How else would you get out of it? Is it so obvious that you could apply Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya in a Makom Ptur? Who said you apply Kluta in a Makom Ptur? Maybe only something that's defined as a real Rishus L'inyan Shabbos has the ability to be collate. Only that could grab the object in its airspace. But something that's a lack of a Rishus, so who said that has the ability to grab something and make it Kilu Itznach? Right? So for example, just come back for a second. According to Rebbe, you only say Kluta when in a full Rishus HaYachid with Mechitzos and probably only with a roof. That's the only time you say Kluta. According to Rebbe Akiva, we're even going to say Kluta where? In Rishus HaRabim. Right? But would Rebbe Akiva go so far as to apply Kluta in something that's not even considered a Rishus, like a Makom Patur? It's nothing. So who said that it has the ability to grab an object there? So you might say, that's the reason why when you throw Lamala Me'asara, you don't say Kluta to Pater you. Because Lamala Me'asara is a Makom Patur, and you can't apply Kluta. Not like Jeremy said that you do apply Kluta, but it's considered like it's Kluta on the Aretz. There's the whole category of Kluta.
So how are you Chayav in that case?
What?
How are you Chayav in that case?
Because you threw from Rishus HaYachid.
Yeah.
It went through a Makom Patur, let's say.
Okay.
But now it passes into the other Rishus. Sorry, you're chayav because you're Yalfinan Zorek Mimoshe.
Yeah.
Right? That's the reason. You're chayav for Yalfinan Zorek Mimoshe.
Nothing to do with Kluta.
What?
Nothing to do with Kluta.
Right, but the problem is, if you held Kluta, then you couldn't have applied, you couldn't have been chayav for Zorek Mimoshe, because you actually have a Hanacha
right.
in the Rishus in between.
Then how do you do with the Gemara? I mean, doesn't the Gemara say that, but it's because of Kluta?
Tosus here is arguing, actually, that it's not actually just Midin Kluta.
Right.
That's Tosus' argument at Dalman Beis. But Tosus' argument is that if you held Kluta, you never could have learned out Zorek Mimoshe. Right? That would solve this problem. You can't say Kluta in a Makom Patur. So Ramban actually says something similar, but it's a little different. You'll see why. So Ramban on Dalman Aleph says, he poses Tosa's question. He says, "V'li nira d'lamala me'asara, above 10 tefachim, kivan de'espaligle reshusa mikarka de'hai reshus, since it's separated from the ground, the floor of the ground of the reshus, lakalamemar kemisha huncha lepotro." So I think this is actually something in between what I was just suggesting and something, and what Jeremy was suggesting. The Ramban is saying that you can't apply kluta, but why? Velo nira de lamala measara, kivan de spalig le reshusa mikarka de high reshus, lakalame rakimisha hun chalapotro. What does Ramban mean? So Jeremy was saying it's as if you have a hanacha on the ground, not in the makom patur. I'm saying that maybe by definition, a makom patur can't trigger kluta, because it's not defined sufficiently as a reshus to grab the object. The Ramban says, Kivin de lamala me'asar, kivin de ispaligle reshusa mekarka dehai reshus, leka lamei mar kemisha honcha. Ispaligle mehai reshus.
Separate from the reshus of the ground.
Yeah. It's separate from the reshus of the ground, and therefore?
Therefore you can't say that the reshus gets transmitted to make it.
Excellent. So it's like Jeremy was saying, that Kluta works by projecting the object in the air as landing on the ground. Right? That's how you were defining Kluta.
Yeah.
But instead of acknowledging and saying, therefore it is as if it's on the ground, Ramban says, therefore you can't apply Kluta in this case, because halachically, the object is defined as being in a different kind of an airspace than the reshus of the ground. So that's why Kluta can't apply. Whereas I was suggesting that the reason why you can't apply Kluta is because it's in a Makom Patur. Ramban is just saying that you can't apply Kluta from Rishus type A to Rishus B. But assuming that the mechanism of Kluta is projecting its landing space onto the ground below it. Okay? So these are distinctions within our ability to apply Kluta. So we have, go over for a second. So you have the Ramban's Chiddush and Daf Heyam base. The Ramban says that you could only apply Kluta when you're actually traveling through Mechitzos. That's why you don't apply it in Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim. The Rashba and the Ritva there say not through Mechitzos, but as long you can only apply Kluta between two Rishuyos, two different kinds of Rishuyos. You can't apply kluta within one rishus. So that seems to, that assumes that the definition of kluta is that it's considered a significant transition of airspaces. It was here, and now it's in this different kind of rishus. Tosas Yeshanim argued that you only apply kluta lahakel. Sorry, you only apply kluta lahachmir. You can't apply kluta lahakel. Okay, we'll come back to that, to rationale for Tosas Yeshanim soon, but we have Rachel's explanation. Another suggestion is that you cannot apply kluta in a makom p'tur. Just like Rabbi Akiva, just like Rebbe wasn't willing to apply kluta in a rishus arabim, maybe Rabbi Akiva himself wouldn't apply kluta in a non-rishus. And then you have the Ramban's suggestion on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that you can't apply kluta when the rishus of the airspace is a different kind of rishus than the rishus of the ground. Okay? Good? Now I want to know, is this all a matter just of Hilchos Shabbos? This question of Kluta Kamisha Hunchadamya? Or is the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chacham about Kluta Kamisha Hunchadamya, is that applicable to other areas of Halacha also? Okay. Is Kluta Kamisha Hunchadamya din in Melechah Shabbos that even Rebbe Akiva would only apply it here in Hilchos Shabbos? Or is Kluta Kamisha Hunchadamya really a din in Kol Tara Kula and only the Chachamim exempt you from Hilchos Shabbos? At the point of Chacham, Hilchos Shabbos is the exception. So what do we know? What do we know about Kluta in other areas? Aryeh, you see, what do we know about Kluta in other areas of Halacha?
I'm
going to pass. Going to pass on this one. All right, it's fair enough. Jeremy, what do we know about Kluta in other areas of Halacha?
I mean, there are other Gemaras that try saying it applies to other areas of the Torah, but they're constantly saying, oh, it's Rabbi Akiva's principle, or it's Rabbi's principle.
Okay.
So, right, so I wouldn't say either of the two ways. You said, oh, either
it's... Say maybe the Machlokas applies in Kol Tara Kula also.
Yeah, the Machlokas applies, okay. But it's not like an
very
agreed
good
upon principle.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the Maskana. The Gemaras all seem to say that it's agreed upon.
Okay.
But
right.
We'll see. Both of those Maskanas seem to say it's agreed upon.
That's true.
So, but definitely in the Havaminas, you're right. So let's see. So let's, where do you want to start? I'll start with the Gemara in Tzvachim. Oh, I can't believe I did this. This is foolish. All right. Gemara inside of Gimel Amud Aleph. What do we have inside of Gimel Amud Aleph? Jeremy? Mechatos. What's Machlokas and Mechatos? A Mishnah and Parah and Perakud and Mishnah Hay. What's going on there?
Question, we have Mechatos in the Mishnah that became Tarah. Today, could you still use those to be... right?
No, not in the Mishnah in Parah. That's the Shaila, that's the initiating question in the Gemara in Tzvachim. What's the Machlokas in the Mishnah?
Whether or not if you put the, if you transfer the Kli over a Tanner that's Tameh, but
yeah,
it's on top of it.
So you have the Mechatas inside a Log, inside some Kli Cheres. You pass the Kli Cheres over a Tanner. Tanner has a Sheretz inside. The tanner itself is tameh. You're passing over the airspace of the tanner. What's the machlokes in the Mishnah? Whether it's tameh or whether it's tahar, right? So the Gemara says, very nice. What are they arguing about? Kluta kamisha hun chadamya. You're going to hold tameh. I think it's who is it in the Mishnah? Rabbi Omeid bachot. Or Rabbi Akiva's metameh. Rabbi Akiva's madar was metameh. So the Gemara says, this is Rabbi Akiva l'shitaso in Shabbos of kluta kamisha hun chadamya. So passing over the airspace of the tanur as if it's nach al gabi the tanur and it's tameh. Good. And the chachamim say kudal av kamishon chadami. It's the same machlokas nechos Shabbos as it is with regard to the mechatas. So the Gemara says no, that can't be. Why can't it be? Q. Why did the Gemara reject that?
I'm having trouble writing down exactly.
That's okay. Rachel, why did Gemara reject it?
Because we know that Rabbi Akiva holds it in Hazah.
Excellent. The Tosefta says that Rabbi Akiva is Moda, that it's Tahar in the case of a Hazah. If the Kohen sprinkled the Mechatas and it's traveling to the person who needs the Hazah, and it passes over a Sheretz or something like that, so Rabbi Akiva is Moda that it's Tahar. If he really held Kluta Kamisha Unchadamya, he couldn't have been Moda in that case, argues the Bavli. Could not have been Moda in that case. Because why should you distinguish between when you pass the kli over the oven and when the hazah itself is flying over the davar atame? If you hold kluta, equally they should both be tame. So from the fact that he distinguishes, you see that he doesn't. Rabbi Akiva admits here kluta is lav kamisha hun chadami. So why is he metame in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara.
Because of a like a chumra, like
a gzeira shemayiniach. It's a chashash that he might put it down, but fundamentally, Rabbi Akiva says kluta is lav kamisha hun chadami. Very good. Presentation in the Bavli. So according to this, is Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya relevant in Hilchos Tama and Tara? No. According to Maskarna the Gemara. Who resuscitates Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya to this Machlokas?
Rambam and Bar Tanura.
Yeah, the Rambam, Perisha Mishnayas, and the Bar Tanura. What do they say? They say the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim is contingent on Kuta Kamisha Hun Chadamya. So ask, and if you saw the Rashmi Shantz and his Perisha Mishnayas in Parah, the Rashmi Shantz says, no, it's like the Maskarna of the Bavli. That's Uyach Shash Sham Yiniach. Right? That's how the Rashmi Shantz learned it. That's the way the Tosas Yom Tov learned it also. Tosas Yom Tov asks on the Bar Tanura, he says, I don't understand why he followed the Rambam, and the Rambam is against him for Shigemar and Zvachim Tzadi Yimel. Correct? So what indeed is the Pshat with the Rambam? I said Tosefta. So if you saw Tosefta, so Tosefta does have the qualification of the Bavli, Mode Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is Mode in a case of Hazah. But the Gra in his parish to Tosefta says that it's the Pshat is that in the case of the Hazah, there Rabbi Akiva is Mode Kluta Lav Kamisha Hun Chadamya. Why? Because when the Hazah is traveling to the person who's Tameh, so there's no way to project that it's going to land now on the Davar HaTameh. When the Kohen is reaching in and taking the Mechatos from the window and he's passing it over the Tanur HaTameh, so there's a possibility that it will be Nachal Gabe HaTanur, not because of a Chshah Shem Yiniach, not a Gzeira Shem Yiniach, but since it's possible that he'll put his hand down, so then you could say Kuta Kamishon Chadamya. When the Hazah is already in motion, and its projected course is to land straight on the person, not on the Tanur HaTameh in between, then you cannot apply Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya.
There the sheretz was under it or on top?
Where?
Underneath.
So basically the Gra is saying that you could have the qualification of a Tosefta, but the qualification of a Tosefta is a shear in applying Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya. Not a separate chashash like the Bavli interpreted of Choshishin Shami and Yacharna.
In the case of Zorik, though, when it's in motion.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Also,
so what emerges then is that the Rambam wants to apply and the Gra want to apply Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya and Hilchos Tama and Tara, but it's a different kind of Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya than the Kluta of Hilchos Shabbos, because the Kluta of Hilchos Shabbos
also,
okay, so we'll get to the Rishuyos. Yeah, you saw Tos Yom Tov?
No,
yeah, there's no Rishuyos over there. Okay, exactly. So we'll get to that in a second. So it's a different kind of Kluta. In the case of Shabbos, we apply Kluta even in the case of projectile motion, where it's not projected to land in the Rosh Hashanah, so you don't think it's going to land in the Rosh Hashanah, but Kluta grabs it. Here, with Tementara, it's a Kluta, we're applying it differently. Right? And as the Tosos Chadashim points out in the Mishnayis in Taros, in Para,
that this is, here we say that there's Kluta Biyad, right?
Here is against Tosan Dav Dalet. Because Tosan Dav Dalet said you wouldn't apply Kluta Biyad. And here, if anything, we're only applying Kluta in the case where it's biyado, not when it's projectile motion and surrounded by the error of the rishos. Okay? So according to the Bavli, we're not applying Kluta at all. According to the Rashmi Shantz, we're not applying Kluta. According to Tosfos Yom Tov, we're not applying Kluta. According to the Rambam and the Bar Tanura and the Gra, we are applying Kluta. Well, how do you account for the Tosefta? So you have to say it's a different kind of a Kluta than Hilchos Shabbos. And as Tosfos Chadashim points out, it's a different kind of kluta. Over here it's biyad, and the Gemara and Shabbos is not biyad. So the question now is, why is it a different kind of kluta? Is that because it's a different halacha of kluta? Or it's because, as Aryeh pointed out, here the question is not a question of reshuyos. So for Shabbos, the question is this considered in the airspace of the reshus? So then projectile motion is the relevant question, right? Because a projectile is in the air of the Rishus, not in the Yad. Whereas, in Hilchos Tumen Tahara, the question is this considered to be in contact or in the Mokom of the Dover HaTame? And then it's not that the whole Rishus is a Mokom Tame, right? It's not an OL with Tumah inside. So with regard to that question, there is the very interesting question of Rishuyos here. Who raises the question of Rishuyos? Tosfos Yom Tov. Tosfos Yom Tov says, according to what we said in Shabbos, like I think he's working off the Ramban's idea, that you won't say Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya L'mala Me'asara Tvachim, because it's already defined as being in a different airspace of the Rishus, of the ground. So let's say the Kohen now takes the Mechatos over the oven, but he's above 10 Tfachim. So the Rambam says that according to Rabbi Akiva, we apply Kluta. So are you applying Kluta from the Ma'ala Me'asara to the Ma'ata Me'asara? So what does he say?
Of course.
Does he say of course?
There's no Din Makom Patur.
Okay. So you might say of course. Because with respect to Mechatos, there's no Din Makom Patur, so there's no Espalig Rishusa. So now of course you just project the landing. Right? That's one suggestion. The only that he says, that even the Tosfos Yom Tov there says, the only time you say Espalig Rishusa is when halachically they're defined as two different Rishuyos. Here, where Rishuyos are not relevant, so you're going to say Hanach. Or, he suggests, he wavers on this question, he has a parenthesis there. No. What does he say? He says, maybe this is all a case of Rishus Hayachid. Kind of says, like, well, maybe you might say that this is all a case of Rishus. Very fascinating. Because then you're going to apply the laws of Rishuyos, of Shabbos, kind of Kluta, to this case of Tumah Tahara. Now you might get out of that question by just simply observing that maybe the reason why in Shabbos a Rishus HaRabim is Ola Ad La'asara is not a special din in Hilchos Shabbos, but an objective definition of the Rishus HaRabim. You only see its ramifications on Hilchos Shabbos. But Hilchos Shabbos is just acknowledging objective definition of Rishus HaRabim. So that would carry over also to Tumah Tahara, maybe. Right? Now, even if I want to accept the Rambam's and the Bar Tanura's interpretation and the Gra, that this is indeed a case of Kluta, does it follow from this case that this is a din of Kluta, that Kluta could apply to, according to Rabbi Akiva, and all of Tumah Tahara? Or is there something special about this particular case of Tumah Tahara? Q, how did you learn the Gemara? Is this a din in Tumah Tahara in general?
I don't know enough to...
I carry Truma over a Tanur Hatame.
Yeah, I don't know enough to say otherwise. I would say yes.
You'd say yes. Right, law of induction.
No, the entire din about Mechatas is that it's more stringent than everything else because it needs a... needs to be in the surround. What's the
maybe this is a special halacha for Efer Paraduma, because for Efer Paraduma there's a special din that you need Makom Tahar in addition, that it can't come into contact with a Dover HaTameh. The din for Paraduma is not that it can't become Tameh, the din is that it can't be put in a Makom Tameh even if it's not going to become Tameh at all. So how do you know? If you look a couple of Mishnayos earlier in Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel of Para, so there you have machlokes between, I forgot who it is, machlokes, two tanoim in the Mishnah. Let's say you put the kli cheres with the mechatas inside on top of a sheretz. The mechatas is inside a kli cheres, you put it on top of a sheretz. Machlokes. Is that tamer tahar? What's the machlokes? What? Kli cheres is only mitame mitochum. Right, obviously kli cheres is mitame. If a sheretz falls into the airspace of a kli cheres, if a sheretz touches the back of a kli cheres is ein mitame migabo. It can't contract tuma from its back. So how could anybody hold that it's tame for putting it on top of a sheretz? Kli cheres. It's not obvious. So both the Rambam and the Rashmi Shantz in Perek Yud al Mishnah Gimel, they explain this is all a special din in mechatas. Torah says v'hinicham sham b'makom tahar, and even though the kli cheres itself is not tameh, and therefore the stuff inside shouldn't become tameh, nonetheless it's not on a makom tahar. because the sheretz itself is tamei. So now I would say, and if you read Rashi and Zvachim, it's very meduyak. Look at Rashi, if anybody has a Gemara in Zvachim, look at Rashi Dibra Maschil. Rashi Dibra Maschil, V'natal as halogin, Shel mechatas, U'maseches paratanin, U'mala hi lemechatas. Mala hi lemechatas, is a special din in mechatas. So even if you want to say that Rabbi Akiva holds kluta kamisha hun chadamya, Lenyan tum avitara, no one at a havamina to say that it's as if this object in the air is touching the thing on the ground. No. We're only applying kluta to say that the thing in the air is now considered in the makom of the tuma on the ground. Okay? So it's very fascinating. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, who's applying kluta according to the Rambam and the Bar Tanura, he's applying it with respect to a definition of makom, not with respect to saying that it's touching the object on the ground. That's the Gemara in Zvachim.
That also supports, like the word makom tahor, that also supports the differentiating rishuyot and why.
Right, because you might say l'inyan makom.
Yeah.
So these are considered different areas.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, so let me just take 5 minutes to talk about the Gemara in Gittinayin Tess and the Gemara in Bav Mitzia. The Gemara in Gittinayin Tess gives us a case of kluta kamisha hun chadami, a very famous case. What's the case in Gittinayin Tess? The Mishnah. The Baal throws the get from the rooftop into the chatzer where the wife is standing. So the Gemara has the qualification. Is she Megureshes while the get is in the air? When does the Mishnah say she's Megureshes? The moment it enters, the Mishnah says the moment it leaves the avir of the gag. Right? So the house is inside the chatzer. The moment the get leaves the gag and reaches the airspace of the chatzer, she's Megureshes. One condition. What's the condition? In the Gemara?
The
mechitzos hachitzonos are odfos al hatachtonos. Meaning the gate surrounding the courtyard is taller than the roof. Why do you need that din? So what does Rashi explain? Rashi explains that that's a concern of avir she'ein sofa lenuach. If the walls of the chatzer aren't taller than the gag, then you might say that the get would land outside of the chatzer. Since the gates of the courtyard are higher than the gag, so now you say it's avir shesofa lenuach. You project the fact that the get will land inside the chatzer itself and not land outside of it, since these outside walls are taller. Okay? So you're Megureshes. She's Megureshes. Now the Gemara says, what's the Gemara's suggestion here? This is only according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds a kluta kamisha hun chadamya. That's why she's Megureshes the moment it's in the airspace. If you held like the Chachamim, when should the Gerushin have been Chal? When the get hits the ground, not when it hits the airspace. The Gemara says Rebbe. Correct. The Gemara says Rebbe. Very good. That's the problem. Why does the Gemara say Rebbe, not Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara answers no. Even the Chachamim who think in Hilchos Shabbos, Kutas Lav Kamisha Hun Chadamya, over here they agree. Because Hacha Netirusa Kabay Yivahaka Mintar. All you need is shmira, you need it to be washed, and here you have a wash. So the havamina is that kluta should apply to get, the machlokas of kluta. The maskana is, even the chacham agree. Why do the chacham agree? You don't need a hanacha for get. Meaning in a chatzar in general, you don't need a hanacha because you have avi shesof lenuach,
right? I
just
thought the whole point of the kinyan, what's going on, it's like a kinyan chatzar kind of thing. The whole point is that your chatzar is going to empty for you. It doesn't have to be the karka of your chatzar, just your chatzar.
But what's the havmin of the Gemara then? The havmin of the Gemara is that the only way avi or chatzar could be kone is if you hold a kluta.
Yeah.
Right?
So the havmin is purely a simple kinyan hanacha.
Right. As long as it's in the avir, as long as you have sofa nuach, as long as you have a projected landing, that's sufficient to invoke kluta.
Right. Does it have to be even that you need sofa nuach?
Rashi here invokes sofa nuach.
Okay.
Rashi here invokes sofa nuach. The Gemara itself doesn't. Okay. See, the Rambam actually has this very interesting halacha that all the Rishonim here are very upset with. The Rambam says that if the get subsequently blows out of the chatzar before it hits the ground, so she's not Megureshes. And let's say it was projected to land in the chatzer, So she's Megureshes right now. Then it blows out of the Chatzar right before it hits the ground. A huge gust of wind comes. So Rambam says now she's not Megureshes. Okay, but Rambam is saying that the whole Chiddush here of the Avir being Koneh is that we're projecting that it will be Koneh. But if it doesn't land, then the Gerushin is not Chal. Very fascinating. So the Rambam is not saying it's sufficient to be in the Avir of the Chatzir. The Rambam is saying that Avir of the Chatzir is sufficient for us to move the time of the actual Gerushin up a few seconds. But if indeed the Get never hits the ground, the Gerushin won't be Chal. So all the Rishonim, all the Chachmas, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all say this is impossible. How could she be Megureshes at one point and then 5 minutes later be in a Megureshes? And they're very unhappy with this. But so they're all assuming that no, the moment you could project the fact that it'll land on the ground, that's it. That's the Kinyan. Rambam saying no, the Kinyan happens then only assuming that it actually does land later. Okay, it's a very fascinating discussion. Now, the Yushalmi quoted in the Rashba says, and with this we'll end, the Yushalmi quoted in the Rashba says, Ma bein Shabbos, ma bein Gittin. Right, why Linyan Gittin do you say the Chacham agree? Linyan Shabbos they disagree. So what's the Yushalmi answer? Okay, so Yushalmi doesn't say Melech Machshavet, but Yushalmi says, Hacha hasam k'sev lo sase kol melacha v'nasas hime eleha and hacha v'nasan biyada k'sev v'ber shusa. Shabbos you need lo sase kol melacha, forget you need v'nasan biyada. It's not clear in the Yushalmi which is the rule and which is the exception. Is this a special halacha in Gerushin that we're saying that the Chachamim will agree? Or are we saying there's a special halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that the Chachamim disagree? Ought to be a special rule in Hilchos Shabbos. So if you look at the Chidushi HaRitva and the Chidushi Miksav Yad in Gittin, so he says, because Melechas Machshavos Asra Torah. You need a significant malacha, and this is not a significant malacha. He clearly understands that Shabbos is the exception where the Chachamim disagree. That's a special din of Melechas Machshavos. The simple reading of the Yushalmi, I would say, is that simple reading of the Yushalmi is Lo sase kol malacha, you need to actively do a malacha. If you're being chayiv mishum kluta k'misha huncha, that's not active involvement in a malacha. It's kind of a passive involvement in a malacha where you're relying on the klitas harishus to be mechayev you. Okay, that's a very, very delicate distinction. Because the hanacha, even a real hanacha of zrika is passive. Is it not? You throw the object, it lands on its own. So every hanacha is almost passive from the perspective of the perpetrator. So now the Yushalmi is saying the reason why the Chachamim hold your potter for Kluta is because Kluta is too passive. That's Nasas Himei Laha. But every Hanacha on Hilchos Shabbos is Nasas Himei Laha. So you have to argue that Kluta K'misha Huncha Dami is like the Rishus intervening. Whereas at least Hanacha happens Mikoach, your actual action. It's a very subtle distinction within the Yushalmi. Okay, let's stop here. We'll pick up with this... You have to run also to work, yeah. Right? So we'll stop here. Let's pick up with the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in Bava Kama, and a couple more issues, very important discussions on Kuta within Dalet Amos and Ben Azai. So I'll give you Mar Makomos. I'll give you the Ramban to look at in Mar Makomos, and we'll pick up with these other Gemaras. So we'll go forward.
Wait, so we're